जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लवा गिरवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन जारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि भक्तवृंद श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev. Srila Prabhupada ki Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Verse 10. Abhidravati Mamisha Sarastapta Yasobhivo Kamam Dahatu Mamnatha Mame Garbho Nipatyatam Abhidravati Mamisha Sarastapta yaso bibhu Kamam dahatu mamnatha Mame garbha nipatyatam Abhidravati mamisha Sarastapta yaso bibhu Kamam dahatu mamnatha Mame garbha nipatyatam Abhidravati, coming towards, Mam, me, Isha, O Lord, Saha, the arrow, Tapta, fiery, Ayasha, iron, Vivo, O Great One, Kamam, desire, Tahatu, let it burn, Mam, me, Natha, O Protector, Ma, not, me, my, Garbha, embryo, Nipatyatam, be aborted. Translations as follows. O my Lord, you are all powerful. A fiery iron arrow is coming towards me fast, my Lord. Let it burn me personally, if you so desire. But please do not let it burn and abort my embryo. Please do me this favor, my Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This incident took place after the death of Abhimanyu, the husband of Uttara, Abhimanyu's widow. Uttara should have followed the path of her husband, but because she was pregnant And Maharaj Parikshit, a great devotee of the Lord, was lying in embryo. She was responsible for his protection. The mother of a child has a great responsibility in giving all protection to the child. And therefore, Uttara was not ashamed to express this frankly before Lord Krishna. Uttara was the daughter of a great king, the wife of a great hero, and student of a great devotee. And later, she was the mother of a good king also. She was fortunate in every respect.
Om Gyanti Vidandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Tamena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobestam Stapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savabhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vishwanu Sute Devi Pranami Hari Priye Mancha Kalpa Taruvesha Vipa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, welcome to all of yourselves for this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, in this verse which we are reading, there is a mention that Ashwatthama had released this Brahmastra weapon and it was coming towards Uttara's embryo to kill the embryo. And here Uttara, like a true devotee, true Vaishnava, is approaching Lord Krishna for help and shelter. So, from this verse we can learn many things. One of the things is that whenever we are faced with a challenging situation or whenever we are faced with any difficulties, who should we approach? Not our abilities, not our bosses in office. We have one person to approach, that is Lord Krishna. He is the only supreme shelter. And there are many instances in the scriptures where it is shown that when a devotee is faced with a challenging situation, he or she approaches Lord Krishna. There's this famous example of Draupadi. Draupadi, when she was stripped of her clothes, being stripped of her clothes, that was one of the most challenging situations which Draupadi could have ever faced in her life. And she in the end just raised her arms and cried out, "Hey Govinda." She just cried out for Krishna for help and shelter. And definitely, when anyone cries with that feeling and that desperation, it is Krishna's guarantee he will help. Another example is that of Amrish Maharaj. Amrish Maharaj, we all know the story. And Duvas Muni, because of no reason, he got angry at Amrish Maharaj. And he created a very big fire demon to kill Amrish Maharaj. And Amrish Maharaj, when he saw the fire demon, what did Amrish Maharaj do? Just folded his hands. And he just remembered Krishna and took shelter of Krishna. And Krishna's, and like the Sudarshan Chakra came and destroyed the demon and it went after Duras Muni. It backfired on Duras Muni. So the point what we are trying to make is, when a devotee is faced with any challenging situation or any difficulty, that devotee turns towards Lord Krishna for help and shelter. Then, when Krishna sends challenges to a pure devotee, it's for that pure devotee's glorification. But when Krishna puts challenges and difficulties on our lives as we sadhakas, it is for our purification. And we have to understand, it is Krishna's mercy on us when Krishna puts these challenging situations to us. Because what happens is, we are Kaliyuga
products. We are Kaliyug sadhakas. Even we have taken to this process of bhakti. Still, because of past conditioning, we have lethargy-ness. We have laziness. Laziness. Even in bhakti, we want to do bhakti within a comfort zone. Bhakti and comfort zone don't go together. Both opposite directions. If you want to progress in bhakti, we have to go out of a comfort zone. So when Krishna puts these challenges and tests in a sadhaka's life, it is Krishna's mercy on us to get us out of our comfort zone, to get us out of our lethargy nature and take shelter of Krishna. Like we mentioned that basically human life is meant for sacrifice, tapasya. Sometimes even while doing bhakti we feel, oh, let us do, sometimes, it's takes effort, it takes sacrifice to get up in the morning and do japa. It takes effort and sacrifice to read Prabhupada books every day for X number of time. But sometimes because of conditioned nature, we want to skip sometimes our reading every day or hearing every day. Sometimes the morning, we may have got up early, but sometimes we, because of our lazy nature, we sometimes sleep a little extra. So the point is, human life is meant for tapasya. We have to get off our comfort zone. We have to remove this laziness in us. Once on a person's T-shirt, I am not lazy. I am on energy saving mode. Sometimes people want to justify why you want to be lethargic, why you want to be lazy. Then I was talking to a small boy, maybe 7 years old. I knew him, so I was talking to him. I told him, beta, when you grow big, what do you want to become? So the small boy says, when I grow big, I want to become a very good pilot, but without studying hard and without putting much effort. And the small boy answered to me. The point is, I was a little surprised that even a small boy of 7 age, that laziness, that lethargy, So the point is, we have to, when these challenges and tests comes, they force us to get out of our comfort zone. That is Krishna's mercy on us. I read a very nice sentence. It was, life is like a bicycle. In order to stay balanced, you have to put effort and keep moving on. So in a bicycle, if you're sitting, if you just don't do anything, you'll fall down. You'll be imbalanced. So in order to go ahead while in a bicycle, you have to put the effort and struggle, put that effort, and then because of your struggle, that balance will be maintained and your going ahead also will be maintained. Then, when dealing with challenges and problems, we have to understand that there are some problems which are solvable and there are some problems which are tolerable. There are some problems which we can solve and there are some problems we just have to tolerate. There's a very wonderful serenity prayer. It goes like that. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Very nice. So, sometimes when we are faced with problems which we have to just tolerate, we have to beg Krishna to give us the strength and determination to tolerate and continue in our spiritual life. When you're talking of challenges, the example of Prahlad Maharaj stands supreme. Prahlad Maharaj, he went through so many external challenges. Put through the snakes, through fire, thrown from the cliff. You name anything, and those challenges Prahlad Maharaj was put through. But Prahlad Maharaj, he never thought to himself, mere ko hi kyo? Why me only? Sometimes what happens is, when we go through challenge situations, and we see others not apparently going through challenge situations, hum bolte Bhagwan ko, Bhagwan, mere ko hi kyo? Why me only? But Prahlad Maharaj, that thought didn't even cross his mind, even for a second, why me only? Any challenging situation, Prahlad Maharaj just remembered his supreme lovable Lord, and just took shelter of him. We have to learn this from Prahlad Maharaj. Then, when you're talking of challenges and difficulties, there's a story. Once there was a fisherman. This fisherman, he had a small boat and every day he would take his boat in the ocean and he would catch fishes, sell them, and maintain his family. So one day when he went in the waters to try to catch fishes, he could not find much. He went a little more deep, he couldn't find. He went more deeper, but still he couldn't find. And then suddenly a lot of cloud just appeared on very low level, and a lot of wind started blowing very fast, and the waves were going very high. And this fisherman's boat, small boat, was being tossed up and down, up and down. And because there was a lot of cloud, he could not see where is the land, where is the shore. He said, because this fisherman, he wanted to row the boat to the shore and save himself. But because there was a lot of cloud, he could not see where is the shore. And if in the next few minutes, if this fisherman does not reach the shore, he would definitely die. So he was in anguish, he was in anxiety. Suddenly he saw a big fire burning. He understood, there is land, there is the shore. And immediately turned his boat towards that fire direction and he rowed it. And he went to the shore. But when he went to the shore, he saw that his own hut was burning. His own hut was burning. His own hut was on fire. And outside this hut, his wife and child both were, you know, very crying and very sad that our only small hut is burning now. So this fisherman, he understood. So this fisherman, he told his wife and child that because our hut caught fire, I got saved. Don't worry, I'll work harder and make a bigger hut for yourself. So someone's hut burning, someone's house burning, it's not considered auspicious or something good. But here apparently which looked something not nice, something negative, was the cause of saving this fisherman's life. In the same way, sometimes when you go through challenges and difficulties, we put our hand on our head, God, oh God, this challenge, this difficulty. But if we just remain Krishna conscious and just pull along, then later on we'll definitely understand that that challenge or that difficulty was for my better and for my good. Regarding this, there's another very nice story in the Ramayana. The story is that time when Ravan had kidnapped Sita Maiya, and Ramji and Lakshmanji, they are looking for Sita Maiya. So Ramji makes friendship with Sugriv, and then Sugriv makes four groups and he calls the leader of the first group, and Sugriv tells the leader of the first group, now you have to go in search of Mother Sita. You go towards north direction, and even when you travel for X distance, you will come across three mountains. Then between the second and third mountain, you should go. And then again when you cross for X amount of distance, there will be a river. And when the river comes, take a right. And then after taking a right, when you again cross for so much X distance, you will be faced with four mountains. You should take the path between the first and fourth, between the first and second mountain. And like this very nice instruction, Sugriv gave to the leader and told the leader, now you can go. So Sugriv called the second group's leader and told him, you should go towards the west. And when you go towards the west, when you cross for X number of distance, you'll be faced with five mountains. Between the third and fourth mountain, you should take that path. And when you again cross for X amount of distance, you'll be faced with a river. You take the left of the river. And after crossing X distance, there'll be again three mountains. You should take the first, the part within the first and the second. And with a lot of detail, Sugriv described this leader how to go ahead in search of Mother Sita. So like this, Sugriv called the third leader and the fourth leader and explained in a lot of detail how to go ahead in search of Mother Sita. So after all these four leaders were dispatched, Lord Ram was sitting there and Lord Ram was seeing the whole situation. So after the four leaders have gone, then Lord Ram asked Sugriv, that my dear Sugriv, you know the geography so nicely and you explained all these four leaders so nicely how to go about and look for Mother Sita. How did you know all this geography so detailed and so nicely? And you used that experience so nicely in putting in seva for looking for Mother Sita. So Sugriv said, my dear Lord, actually somehow my brother Bali, he was after my life and he wanted to kill me always. So when I stayed in one place, Bali would come to know I'm staying there and he would come there. And Bali is a better warrior and he has more strength than me. So in order to hide him, I had to leave that place and run to another place. And when I started staying at this new place, Bali would come there again. And I had to flee from that place and go to another place. And Bali would come to know that I have gone to that place. And Bali would come again to that third place. Like this, I had to change so many places. And because of that, I know the geography of this whole area very nicely. And now somehow that experience, that difficulty, that challenging situation which Sugriv had gone earlier in trying to change so many places, that experience had come in seva of Mother Sita and Mother Ram and Lord Ram now. So what happens, sometimes, like imagine, you know, Sugriv, when you have to change one place of residence, go to another, and third, and fourth, and fifth, it's not easy. I know some people who have stayed on rental, when you shift from one rent to another, especially if you're garasta with family, shift from one flat to another, and after 11 months notice, you shift to another flat. After 11 months notice, you shift to another flat. God, it's a very tiring, tedious process. It's not easy. It's a lot of inconvenience. So Sugriv, you know, he went through that inconvenience, but the experience of that inconvenience came in service of Lord Ram now. So when we go sometimes through our challenges, through our difficulties, just gather those experiences. Those experiences and those learning lessons will definitely come in service of the Lord and His devotees sometime in the future, definitely. Sachinandan Maharaj made one very nice statement. He said, obstacle is what you see when you lose track of your goal. Very beautiful statement. And another nice quotation I came across. Difficulties on the path of devotion always bring about glorious revelations and priceless gifts if we simply have the patience, the perseverance and the faith to carry on. Very beautiful. Another nice statement I came across. Sometimes what we feel is a storm in our life, an impediment, actually waters many flowers of our life. So again, very beautiful. Sometimes these storms, these obstacles help us to grow in our life. And another thing, sometimes when we are going through these difficulties, actually these difficulties help us come closer to the Lord. There's this example of Gajendra the elephant. Now Gajendra the elephant, he was having a very cozy, satisfied material life. He was the king of the elephants and everyone gave him respect. And he had everything in life, what a material person wants. But when he went to take bath in the river, and when the crocodile caught hold of his leg, and Gajendra and crocodile both started fighting, and the fighting went for very long. And later on, towards the end, Gajendra, he started losing strength. And Gajendra understood, ki, now I'm going to be defeated and now I'm going to die. When he understood that position, in helplessness, he just thought of the Supreme Lord and cried to the Supreme Lord. And with that helpless feeling, when he cried for the Lord appeared, Lord Vishnu appeared, and with Sudha Chakra, he killed the crocodile and saved Gajendra and gave Gajendra pure love of Godhead. Now, if it was not for Gajendra to be put in that challenging situation, Gajendra wouldn't have cried out the Lord's name. He wouldn't have cried out to the Holy Lord that helplessly. And he wouldn't have maybe got that pure love of Godhead, which he got now. So again, a challenging situation was the cause of Gajendra's achieving the supreme goal, supreme love of Godhead. Then, the greater the impediment, the greater the mercy we will receive if we stay steady. Now the important word here is steady. What happens is when we are faced with a challenging situation, and if it continues for long, for some days or some weeks, initially we are fired up, I'll face this challenge, I'll be like that and like this. But after one day, 2 days, 3 days, thoda hamara energy ka level thoda niche ho jata, you know. There could be chance. So the point is, whatever challenge we're facing, we have to stay steady. And how do we get the strength to stay steady in our challenges? When we associate with strong devotees. When we do our sadhana every day, very nicely. When we read Prabhupada books, every day. These things give us the strength to remain steady throughout our challenges. Then, there's this wonderful story of Rukmini's marriage. Now, we know that Rukmini, her marriage was fixed with Sishupal. And Rukmini didn't want to get married to her because she had already given her heart to Lord Krishna and she wanted to marry Lord Krishna. So when the marriage day was approaching, Rukmini sent a message with a Brahmana messenger that please take this message to Lord Krishna and delivered to Lord Krishna. And that message was written that Rukmini basically had offered himself in complete surrender to Lord Krishna. And she was begging Lord Krishna to accept her. So when this message was sent to Dwarka, and Rukmini was in a palace, and the marriage time was coming very close, and Rukmini seeing that the messenger has not yet come back, and Lord Krishna has also not come back, she was really in extreme anxiety. She was feeling very hopeless. God, what will happen? The marriage time is coming closer. And she was in a palace. She was thinking, maybe I have committed some offense to Lord Krishna. That is why Lord Krishna has rejected me and Lord Krishna not accepting me. In hopelessness, she was just crying and shedding tears. And in complete helplessness, she was just crying and just remembering the Lord and praying to the Lord. And when in complete helplessness, she was crying and praying to the Lord. At that time, the Brahmana messenger appeared in the palace and came to Rukmini and told Rukmini that, I'll tell you the exact statement. Where is that? The Brahmana messenger comes and tells Rukmini that Krishna has given the message. Krishna has promised to carry you away without fail. And Rukmini was so delighted. So the point is, Rukmini, till the last moment she was being tested. So sometimes when we are going through our challenges, we'll be tested to the last second. Sometimes it may be the last millisecond also we may be tested. Because Krishna knows what's best for us. And Krishna knows when to give that timely help. So sometimes when we go through our challenges, we wonder, hey Krishna, please, main to kal bhi pray kiya, aaj subah bhi pray kiya. Devi, yesterday we both prayed, Mangal Arati bhi kiya tha. I don't go to Mangal Arati anytime. But for last 1 week, I'm every day going for Mangal Arati. I'm praying to you, my Lord. Please send me help. But someday we find God, still no help is coming. Because what happens is, Krishna, He knows things better than we ourselves. If Krishna sent the help untimely, little early, then the valuable lessons of life, like humility, tolerance, perseverance, we'll not learn these lessons in life. So Krishna knows what is the best time to give us help, and He'll send that help. We should have that faith. And in this sentence which Krishna gave to the messenger, two things really struck me. That was, Krishna sent the message. The message was, Krishna has promised to carry you away without fail. Two things really hit me. One was Krishna's promise. Krishna is sending, Krishna is telling the Brahmana, tell Rukmini, I'm promised, it's my promise. And if Krishna promises, we condition souls, when we promise, after 1 week, we have even forgotten that promise, But Krishna is not that. Krishna, life after life, how can he forget anything? So Krishna, if Krishna promises something, 101% it is going to be delivered. The second thing which really hit me was without fail. The Brahmana has said, without fail, Krishna will take you away. So without fail is like a second promise, like a double promise. So Krishna, He is doubly promising us, if you surrender to me, don't worry, I will take care of you. But kya hota hai? We become a little impatient at times. We want that help to come a little early in life. But we have to have faith that Krishna knows best. Krishna knows when to give that help. We have to have that faith. Then, this very nice statement I came across once. Wants may not be what we need. Needs may not be what we want. Krishna knows what's best for us. We have to have that faith. Then an interesting line I came across. The circumstances we ask God to change are often the circumstances God is using to change us. Sometimes. So we have to have faith in the Lord that whatever challenge He puts us in, we just have to remain steady in a Krishna consciousness and Krishna will take care of us. Then the difficulties and sufferings are usually intended to make us better and not bitter. Better and not bitter. Krishna will never leave us empty. If He asks us to put something down, it is because He wants us to pick up something better. We have to have that faith. And another supreme example of when we are talking of challenges and difficulties is that of Srila Prabhupada. You see Srila Prabhupada's life. especially at the age of 70 when he went to the USA, the first half, the first phase of his life in USA, God, what challenges, what difficulties. We would probably not live even half through those challenges what Srila Prabhupada lived up to. You know, I'm, you know, 53 years old, and when I climb 3 floors, I'm half drained of my energy, I'm half dead. I imagine sometimes after climbing 3 floors, God, I'm 53 and I'm half dead after climbing 3 floors. Srila Prabhupada, at the age of 70, did what not? So sometimes we say, okay, you know, Srila Prabhupada at the age of 70 did this, that, did that. At least I'm speaking for myself. I may be theoretically speaking, but when I reach the age of 70, if God willing, if I reach the age of 70, probably that time I will appreciate Prabhupada maybe 10 times more. Because now itself my body is giving way, you know. I imagine at the age of 70, the challenge that Prabhupada went through and how he dealt with it. Amazing. This Krishna volume book, this one volume book of Krishna which Sasuru Maharaj has written. That one volume book, if anyone is going through difficulties or challenge situations, my advice would be, take that book, read 20 pages, whether from middle, end or beginning. 99.9% after reading those 20 pages, you will feel your problem, your challenges are nothing. Usually 99.9%. Now, if you're going through a big challenge, just read 20 pages from any part of that book. When you read through that Prabhupada, then through this and that challenge, you will feel your problems are insignificant, nothing. Then Mahavishnu Maharaj once made this statement. Material nature is temporary and your body is temporary. So how can your difficulties be permanent? Have courage. Very beautiful. Then, say from an external angle, if we are going through our difficulties and challenges, but if we are steady in a Krishna consciousness, we'll feel very satisfied, even in spite of going through our challenges. An example I'll give you. Say in Bombay, the local trains, we all know, traveling in local trains in office hours, God, it's, you know, suppose if you're in Mira Road and you're doing office hours at 9 o'clock, you have to catch a train to come to Church Gate. You need the trainings of a commando to get inside the train, you know, literally. Yeah, it's God. It's not an over-exaggerated situation. The people have traveled from Mira Road during office hours. And suppose you get into the train also at 9 o'clock, you know, and you know, once you get in the train at 9 o'clock to office hours, inside the train you'll get one thing free. That is a free massage you'll get, you know. A free massage, yeah. You'll get it from front, back, left side, right side. And in fact, sometimes someone will touch you on the head. Arey, bhai saab, thoda aage jao, thoda aage bhi jao, you know. So you'll get massage from every part of your body, you'll get, you know. So an example, say, a young man and a young girl, they fall in love. Then in college, they fall in love. And the girl stays somewhere near Church Gate side, you know. And the girl rings up this boy who she loves at around 8 in the morning and says, "Arey, please catch the 9 o'clock local train from Mira Road and come to Church Gate at 10 o'clock. I'll be waiting for you with a gift." This guy, this young guy, whatever happens, he will make sure he'll get inside the train at 9 o'clock. Whatever happens, he will get inside the train. And when he's got inside the train, even though he's getting these free massages, externally, it takes around 1 hour from Mira Road to get to Church Gate, 1 hour. That 1 hour, externally, he'll be miserable. But inside, he's so happy. Inside, he's so happy. God, I'm going to meet my beloved. I'm going to meet my girlfriend, you know. Inside, he's so happy. Even externally, it's miserable. It's like hell externally. But internally, that 1 hour journey, he's very happy internally. So in a similar way, if we are very Krishna conscious within our heart, very deep, if we are very deep in our Krishna consciousness, we are satisfied and very happy. Externally, what are challenges material nature will throw at us? But if you are very Krishna conscious, we'll still, in spite of these challenging situations, we'll be happy and satisfied within. Then, a sincere person, a sincere devotee, he will not consider difficult or easy. He'll just consider one thing, whether it is right or wrong. Now, say for a mother who has a 1 year son, and the 1 year son in the middle of the night is crying and is hungry. The mother, she may have slept late, but still she will get up. She will not consider whether it is easy or difficult. She'll just do it because it's the right thing to be done. So a sincere devotee also, when he's faced with difficulties or challenging situations, he just knows what is right. He doesn't consider it easy or difficult. He knows this is right and he does it. Then at times of difficulty, we do not want, do we want to be a man of substance or degrade ourselves? Very, very important. What happens is when we are faced with challenging or difficult times, at times because of our conditioned nature, we sometimes take shelter of our weakness. We sometimes take shelter of our sinful activity. It may be for a few seconds, maybe for a few minutes, maybe for a few hours, maybe for a few days or for a few weeks. Because of conditioned nature, we may have that tendency. But it's very, very, very dangerous. So again, when at times of our challenging situations, we are feeling a little weak, immediately we should run to a devotee. If physically not, ring up a devotee, see a devotee. Tell him, Prabhuji, I'm feeling a little down, feeling weak. We should take shelter of devotees and Krishna conscious principles, not take shelter of our weaknesses. There's this very wonderful statement. When the root is deep, there's no reason to fear the wind. Very nice. What happens is, suppose there's a tree, and the tree, its root is not deep. There's a lot of strong wind. What happens to the tree? The tree will fall. But if the tree's roots are very deep in the soil, deep grounded, if there's a lot of strong wind, still nothing will happen to the tree. In the same way, we have to ground ourselves very deep in our Krishna consciousness. If we are a little superficial in our Krishna consciousness, we will not last very long in Krishna consciousness. So we have to make our roots very deep in Krishna consciousness. It means we have to go deep in our philosophy. We have to go deep. We have to attempt to go deep in our philosophy. We have to attempt to go deep in our holy name. We have to attempt to really take genuine shelter of the Lord. By doing this, we'll make our tree very strong and very deep rooted. And say when sometimes when you're faced with challenges and problems, you know, we think, God, you know, I have this problem, I have that problem, I have this challenge and that, you know, the list is endless at times, you know. But say sometimes we are bogged down with all these problems, challenges, and that day in the evening we go to our doctor and say we're having some stomach pain, and then we go to a doctor, the doctor examines us and does a lot of tests, then the doctor tells us that, my dear sir, you've got a very advanced stage of cancer and maximum 3 months you will live, not more than that. After hearing this, whatever problems were bogging us in the morning, those problems will look very tiny now, very tiny. So what happens is sometimes when the challenges come, problems come, we just look with a very small focus. We should try to, when these challenges, difficult kind of times come, definitely, we have to do the practical thing to do the needful with it. But at the same time, we have to understand the highest goal. The high goal is to remember Krishna, to develop love for Krishna, to get out of the cycle of birth and death. That is a higher principle. Then, when a devotee is faced with a challenge situation, they react in a different way compared to a sadhaka. We know the story of Vasudev leper. Vasudev leper, his whole body was rotting and there were all a lot of insects, worms. He would lift up those worms and put them on his body. And Vasudev leper, he would think to himself that, just see, Krishna is so kind and merciful on me. He's put me in this situation so that I will not become proud, so that I will not use this body to enjoy material desires. It is Krishna's mercy on me. To make me humble, Krishna has put me in this situation. This is the consciousness of a genuine Vaishnava when he goes through a challenging situation. Sometimes we sadhakas, when we are little new in life, when we don't have so much mature in spiritual life, we think, God, Lord, please remove this situation from me. Please remove this challenging situation. But a genuine Vaishnava, he just, any situation, whether it's challenging, non-challenging, he just remembers the Lord and takes shelter of the Lord. You see, Queen Kunti, the type of challenges she went in her life, we may think, oh, I'm going through this challenge or this difficulty. We are not even going through 5% of the challenges and difficulties which Kunti Maharani went in her life. But Kunti Maharani ji, when she went through so many challenges and difficulties, she would still refer to Lord Krishna on many occasions as the master of all sweetness. Just what a beautiful statement. Kunti Maharani would refer to Krishna at many times as the master of all sweetness. This is the consciousness of an elevated Vaishnava. Then, however bad one's situation may be, we should always try to see the positive. There's a saying that a stopped clock will always show the right at least 2 times a day. A stopped clock will always show the right time at least 2 times a day. So in spite of whatever difficulties and challenges we are going through, sometimes, you know, if you look too deep in that situation and you analyze it, there will definitely be some ray of hope, some green light, definitely. Then, there's another nice thing. Do not tell Krishna how big your problem is, but tell your problem how big Krishna is. Another statement. If Krishna takes you to the edge of the cliff, don't doubt his intentions. Either he will catch you when you fall, or he will teach you how to fly. Very nice. And another thing is that devotees are not afraid of tests. They are afraid of forgetting Krishna. Very beautiful statement. Devotees, a genuine devotee, they're not afraid to face challenges and difficulties. They are afraid of one thing, of forgetting Krishna. Then, once the disciple who was interacting with Srila Prabhupada, and this disciple was telling Srila Prabhupada, this disciple, he was in charge of a particular department in a temple. So he was telling Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I'm in charge of one department. And just to manage one department, there's so much difficulty, so much headache, so much problems I have to go through. You're managing not only one department, you're managing so many temples, you're managing ISKCON worldwide. How do you manage, Srila Prabhupada? Then Prabhupada replied that when difficulties and challenges come, I don't see them as difficulties and challenges. I see them as service. What a beautiful statement, huh? Prabhupada said, when difficulties and challenges come to me, I see them as service opportunities. I see them as service to my Gurudev. What a divine consciousness. Then, say for example, if a pregnant lady, she goes to a gynecologist doctor and she tells, doctor, you know, I have itching sensation in my body. I feel nauseatic. My chest is burning. I vomit. All these, and my back is paining. She tells the doctor all these things. Then the doctor hears it, and the doctor writes on a medical paper, normal patient. What does the doctor write? Normal patient. In the same way, when we take birth in Kali Yuga, it is normal that every living entity will go through difficulties and challenges. It is normal. There is not even one exception in Kali Yuga who is exempt to this rule. Definitely, when we are faced with challenges and problems, we have to do the needful to try to solve it and get out of it. But our main focus should be to how to deal with the challenge in a Krishna conscious manner. That should be our main focus. And like we were mentioning, that we should have a positive approach when dealing with challenges and problems. There's a story. Once two friends were walking, you know, to catch the morning train, you know, to office. As they were walking, the first friend, he was a very positive friend, you know, very positive attitude person. So as he was walking, he was wearing a white shirt, very nice ironed. So as he was reaching the station, one bird was flying above. And while the bird was flying, the bird dropped its dung, and that dung came and hit on the shoulder of the first friend. It came, pow! It became all blackish and brown. So the second friend was wondering, now my friend will start cursing this bird, you know. But the first friend, a very positive attitude person, you know. In Bombay's language, you see, a bindas person. Very positive. So when the first friend, when the bird dung hit his shoulder, the first friend looks at his shoulder, he smiles, then looks at the bird, smiles, then looks at his friend, smiles, and this first friend tells his friend with a smile that, thank God elephants don't fly, you know, thank God elephants don't fly. And then he goes to some water, takes his hanky, wipes it, and continues to go to his railway station. The supreme positive attitude is to be Krishna conscious. This is the supreme attitude. The supreme positive attitude a person could have is when he is Krishna conscious. So we'll end the lecture here. So does anyone have any comments or any questions? Yes, probably.
Very good. Prabhuji, many times we hesitate to ask questions. There are some internal problems. Many times we hesitate, Baba, should I ask or not? But that question has to be asked. Otherwise, my gaadi wahi pe ruk gayi hai and I am not able going to ahead. So that question has to be asked, but I am thinking that what Prabhuji will think. So because of that, I am not asking.
Okay.
So, what to do in that condition?
Okay.
Because that question has to be
addressed. I understand. Very nice question, Prabhu. So again, that's why at least in Ratha Gopinath temple, we have this counselor system where the devotees under the counselor, you know, the counselor develops such a good rapport with the devotee so that the devotee does not feel hesitant to open his heart and talk to the counselor. So that's why it is very, very important in a spiritual life that at least we have, even though we are not in the counselor system, it's very, very important for a devotee, for a sadhaka, to have a good relationship with at least one senior Vaishnava. At least one senior Vaishnava. Maintain that relation with him. And when you just take his associates and just, initially you may not be able to open your heart because of a, you know, maybe our background, maybe someone may have bad bitterness, or someone may have distrayed, you know, shown distrust to our confidential information. But a devotee, you know, a senior devotee, a mature devotee, he will keep things confidential. So it's very, very important that at least with one senior devotee, we have that rapport. And believe me, devotees are out of this world people. So not people, they are Vaishnava. They are out of this world spiritual beings, out of this world. If you talk to a devotee, the devotee in fact will come, if you take a step towards this devotee will take two steps towards you. So when slowly when you build up that rapport, then automatically you will have that confidence to share your heart with that devotee. And when you share your heart, when you open up, then the senior devotee definitely, as per his experience and his knowledge, will help you and guide you out of that difficulty. It's very important, somehow we have to approach senior devotees, start building that relationship with that devotee. Okay. Did they address your question, Prabhu? Any other questions? Okay, we'll end the Bhagavatam class. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.